You're listening to The Michael Slate Show, and I'm your host, Michael Slate. Humanity all over the world and the survival of the planet depends on what we do. Will it be said when facing an American fascism in the most powerful country in history that people here could not put aside their differences to stop a great horror? Or will history tell that people rose as many acting together and stopped a great horror? In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept the fascist America. September 5th was the launch of 60 days of struggle to demand Trump-Pence out now, starting and not stopping until the Trump-Pence regime is driven from power and its fascist program is brought to a halt. A fierce battle for the future is underway. September 5th marks the beginning, and standing aside is not acceptable. So let's jump into it. At the back end of the show, we'll hear what if Trump refuses to leave office. This is from a video on the YouTube channel, The RevComs. Before that, we'll hear a speech given at the September 5th protest in Los Angeles by Sansara Taylor, a writer for RevCom.us and founding member of Refuse Fascism. And opening the show up, we'll have a commentary from Andy Z, co-host of the Revolution Nothing Less show and a co-founder of RefuseFascism.org. He'll be talking about fascism accelerating and the September 5th protest to demand Trump-Pence out now. And right now, we'll give a listen to actress Jodie Sweetin reading a call from Refuse Fascism for nationwide protests beginning September 5th.
Hi, you guys. I'm Jodie Sweetin, and I want to read something to you from Refuse Fascism that I think is incredibly important right now. As Trump threatens the elections and sends fascist stormtroopers into cities, build for united nationwide mass protests on Saturday, September 5th, to demand Trump-Pence out now. We are speeding towards an election that Trump is already contesting and now threatens to delay. This election, if there is an election, will be a showdown over the form of rule in this country. Will the Trump-Pence regime hold on to power and be given a mandate to violently suppress dissent and criminalize protest? Will the regime that brands as their enemy all those who struggle for a better world, whether for Black lives or the environment or immigrants' rights, be unleashed to exact revenge aimed at destroying our ability to stand up again? This and worse is unfolding right now, and it has a name, fascism. Now is the time to marshal the people for a determined struggle to demand the Trump-Pence regime out now. All who have been demonized and criminalized by this regime and the millions who hate Trump and what he stands for must unite with an unwavering resolve to remove this regime from power the soonest possible time. A fierce battle for our future is underway. The energy that millions of people from many different nationalities, backgrounds, and political beliefs brought to the streets across this country after the horrific murder of George Floyd and the determination that thousands brought to the streets of Portland to stand strong against Trump's stormtroopers can and must become the force to remove this hateful regime from power. For more than 3 years, people have relied on the normal channels to stop this regime, only to watch them turn into dead ends. But the months of Black Lives Matter protests show how dread can be transformed into hope. Our power is sustained, mass, nonviolent protest in the streets. Our strength is our diversity. Our demand is for justice. These are the ingredients that have driven out hated regimes and corrupt leaders around the world, from South Korea in 2017 to Armenia in 2018 and to Puerto Rico in 2019. Using voter suppression and gerrymandering, unfounded accusations of voter fraud, mainly by immigrants and Black people, attacks on mail-in ballots, which are completely legal, and a plan to recruit ex-military and police as poll watchers to challenge voters that they deem suspicious. The Trump-Pence regime has shown its determination to maintain a stranglehold on power through legal and extra-legal means. Even talk of canceling or indefinitely postponing the elections is not outside the realm of possibility, as we have seen. Relying on the upcoming elections without a mass struggle now to demand the removal of the regime is a mistake with catastrophic consequences for people in this country and around the world. We cannot wait for the Trump-Pence regime to further delegitimize and degrade the elections. Just as the German people could not have stopped their genocidal fascist program without driving out Hitler and the Nazi regime, we must act with all our resolve to drive this regime out of power. Allowing this 21st century fascist regime, led by a demented bully with his finger on the nuclear trigger, to consolidate its rule in the most powerful country in the world is to foreclose on a future for humanity and the planet. There is no painless resolution to this deepening crisis. In the words of the great abolitionist Frederick Douglass, if there is no struggle, there is no progress. Those who profess to favor freedom and yet deprecate agitation are men who want crops without plowing up the ground. They want rain without thunder and lightning. They want the ocean without the awful roar of its many waters. Power concedes nothing without a demand. And to stop a vicious American fascism that threatens the very future of our humanity, the necessary and unifying demand for every struggle for justice to advance is that Trump, Pence, out now. This regime has already gone after the most vulnerable while continually expanding the groups of people in its crosshairs. Even if you survive that, what will you be forced to accept in the process? Who will you become as you accept the unacceptable? We have everything to lose if we wait, but everything to gain if we act now to bring millions into the streets refusing to accept a fascist America. There are two futures before us. Which one we get is up to us. In the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America.
That was actress Jody Sweetin reading a call from Refuse Fascism. Now let's hear from Andy Z, co-host of the Revolution Nothing Less show and a co-founder of RefuseFascism.org, on fascism accelerating and September 5th protests to demand Trump Pence out now.
Refuse Fascism has issued a call for nationwide protests on Saturday, September 5th, 2020, to demand Trump Pence out now. This begins a decisive new stage of the struggle for nothing less than the future of people here and around the world. The Refuse Fascism call for these protests begins like this. We are speeding toward an election that Trump is already contesting and now threatens to delay. This election, if there is an election, will be a showdown over the form of rule in this country. Will the Trump-Pence regime hold on to power and be given a mandate to violently suppress dissent and criminalize protest? Will a regime that brands as their enemy all those who struggle for a better world, whether for Black lives or the environment or for immigrants' rights, will all this be unleashed to exact revenge aimed at destroying our ability to stand up again? This and worse is unfolding now, and it has a name, fascism. Now is the time to marshal people for a determined struggle to demand that the Trump-Pence regime get out now. All who have been demonized and criminalized by this regime and the millions who hate Trump and what he stands for must unite with an unwavering resolve to remove this regime from power at the soonest possible time. That was the opening of the Refuse Fascism call for September 5th. We face a regime with powerful backing, organization, and millions of followers prepared to fight to bring into being a radically reactionary, yes, fascist America. This word has meaning, which is why many fear to utter it. But when fear stands in the way of confronting and calling hard truth for what it is the masses of people who suffer for it. This is why Refuse Fascism has said since its founding in December 2016, after the election and before the inauguration, in the name of humanity, we refuse to accept a fascist America. September 5th, 2020 needs to be a living declaration by masses of people in this country that we are determined. We are organizing. We are uniting. We are preparing to struggle with all we've got, starting now and not stopping until this regime is removed from power and the fascist program it is bludgeoning into place is indeed stopped. The hour is upon us. From the first days of the Trump-Pence regime, Trump and the movement that backs him have seen this regime as their last chance to save their America. a white supremacist Christian patriarchal vision of America first. This past Monday, August 17th, Trump said, quote, "The only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged," telling us that he will not accept the results if he loses. Trump and the Republican Party he commands have stripped thousands of voters from the registration rolls. They have closed polling places. They are mobilizing tens of thousands of vigilante poll watchers from their fascist, Confederacy-loving goons, recruiting in the police and from former special forces military. And they are subverting mail-in voting at a time when people must shelter in place to prevent the coronavirus from killing and damaging even more people. Trump's undermining the election has sounded an alarm, as it should. The Democratic Party and all who have relied on the normal workings of this system are confronting yet again, yet now with the highest of stakes, the unrelenting dynamic of fascism that cares nothing for what have been the normal workings of this system, its laws, its courts, its congressional hearings, its separation of powers, its impeachment process. All of this, the fascists shred in pursuit of their horrific program. And now, what people are being told by the Democratic Party, their media, and mass organizations is to rely on what? The normal political processes, the 2020 elections, which are being undermined, subverted, and delegitimized, and possibly cast aside with Trump refusing to leave should their fascist regime see doing that as necessary to hold power if he loses. An electoral loss, which is not at all a sure thing. Will this basic lesson be heeded? This essential feature of fascism that it disregards, ignores, and in actuality tears up the rule of law while remaking the law to be whatever it is they say it is. Democratic politicians, pundits, and academics endlessly repeat with dramatic shock and dismay of Trump, "This is not who we are. This is not how things are done." Well, the fascists don't give a f*** because they are moving to rip all of that up. Trump says it, then he does it. His flunkies in the regime and the Republican Party implement it. Fox News and the fascist mob cheer. Is this not what has happened over and over? And politics as usual is what you want to rely on? Instead of getting in the streets and staying as we did and some are still doing for Black and Brown and Native American lives? The Democrats draw an analogy and say that Nero, the Roman Empire, fiddled while Rome burned, and yes, they joke, Trump golfs while hundreds of thousands are dying. But couldn't it be said that the Trump-Pence bludgeoned into place fascism, disregarding every political norm and every ounce of humanity and morality in pursuit of total power, while people thumb through their rule book, waiting to see if it really could get worse? Then we'll do, then we'll do, then we'll do what? Make a deal? Have we forgotten all that the saviors that people have waited for and hoped for this system to do for them over the past 4 years? The courts will stop what he's doing to immigrants. Except that they're packed with reactionary judges who gave the regime the go-ahead over and over. Wait for the Mueller report to come out. That will undo him. But it didn't. The responsible Republicans will step up and remove him because Trump's a psychopathic narcissist and an incompetent. No, they didn't, and no, they won't. Trump's mania is achieving their agenda. The generals, Kelly, Mattis, McMaster, they'll be the adults in the room and they'll check Trump until they're fired and even more fascist flunkies replace them. The blue wave will take back Congress in 2018. We'll subpoena all of Trump's people, and that will constrain Trump. But they didn't. Did one single fascist measure of this regime get fully stopped? Impeachment. That was important. They said that will restrain him, even if it doesn't remove Trump from office. But then the Democrats limited impeachment to how Trump tried to subvert the U.S. election by having the Ukraine dig up dirt on their main candidate, Joe Biden. Again, no subpoenas, no conviction, and Trump left all fired up, vindictive, and further hardened his base of followers for the fight to come. All this evidence ignored how a fascist regime plays by their own different rules to make new rules to fit their vision and program. And now, as we face the potential of the consolidation of fascism with all that means for the people here and around the world, and in the face of all the rigging of the election by the fascist machine of the Trump-Pence regime and the Republican fascists in the state governments around the country, and or his contesting and refusing to leave office, we are told to just channel all of our efforts into the elections, full stop. There are others who say we must prepare now to protest later if Trump steals the election or refuses to leave if he loses. The warning of what is unfolding is an important truth, and preparation does matter. But waiting and failing to prepare while acting now ignores the reality that Trump is already doing violence to the results of the election with his voter suppression campaign. And it misses the repressive moves already being carried out to intimidate, disorganize, brutalize, throw heavy charges, and imprison the very backbone of the resistance needed against these fascists. All of this is happening now. No, we must be in the streets, not only countering Trump's every move, but making the case that the very fact that we are having the discussion of what he might do if he tries to steal the election, which he has made no secret of, shows the urgent need to drive out this regime now. There is tremendous damage to the world that this regime can do between now and November. And the more we are in the streets, forging unity, strengthening collective muscles, demanding Trump Pence out now, not only is it possible we could stave off the great calamity of this regime before the election, but people will be prepared for what is surely to be a tough battle. And we must never accept that a fascist regime is legitimate, no matter how it comes to power. In the first part of today's commentary, I talked about the need to get into the streets from the perspective of not waiting for Trump to bust more norms and checkmate us before we make a move. But there's even a larger reason, a moral dimension. Have we gotten inured to, used to, the accelerating fascist program? Has it gotten to the point where you are okay with concentration camps on the U.S.-Mexico border with children separated from their parents? Are you not so worried anymore about the Trump-Pence regime has shredded environmental law, and should they stay in power, this could possibly mean that the planet may never recover from the devastation and perhaps become unable to sustain life? Do you think about what it means for the existence of humanity that Trump has his itchy, vindictive Twitter finger on the nuclear trigger and has said that if we have nuclear weapons, why can't we use them? While pulling out of nuclear arms treaties and expanding the U.S. nuclear weapons capacity? Do the thousands of lies and the blatant rejection of science and the promotion of quack medicine that has now cost over 170,000 lives from the COVID-19 pandemic blend into your background? And we have covered many times on the RNL show how the Trump-Pence regime's racist denigration of Black, Brown, and Native Americans, their celebration of the Confederacy, their support for police brutality, how Trump's open embrace and unleashing of fascist white supremacists as very fine people, and his rallies and tweets calling for more brutality from the police and his fomenting of his Second Amendment people as very tough people. All this is what is happening. In the last few episodes, we discussed and showed the paramilitary forces that Trump and Pence have deployed against peaceful protest in Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. Bob Avakian, in his statement on the immediate critical situation we face, has drawn a sharp parallel to the rise of Hitler in Nazi Germany in the 1930s. And he describes the process by which this unfolded over a whole period. He goes on to say this:
all this did not happen all at once, but it took place within a relatively short period of time, a decade or so, and with an increasingly accelerating pace. The rule of law was not openly and formally abandoned altogether, but the law and the rule of law became the same as what Hitler and the Nazis said it was. Much of what Hitler and the Nazis did during their reign of terror and genocide was in accordance with the law. Law that they had reduced to nothing more than their barbaric aims and means, murderously enforced by institutions which had been stripped of any meaning or purpose other than what conformed to and served the Nazi agenda. Reduced to nothing more than instruments of Nazi atrocity. In the whole of what Trump is currently doing, including his open calls to overturn Supreme Court decisions and precedents, for example, to outlaw abortion and punish flag burning, along with his repeated violations of the law and due process of the law, and his insistence that he is the law, we can see the looming shadow of even more overt fascist dictatorship. For that is what fascism is: open and aggressive dictatorship, trampling on and perverting the rule of law, relying on violence and terror on behalf of the predatory capitalist system, and as an extreme attempt to deal with profound social division and acute crises, both within the country and in the global arena. And with the moves by Trump's Secretary of Education, Betsy DeVos, who is herself a Christian fascist whose ultimate goal is to replace public secular education with schools based on Christian fundamentalist indoctrination, we can see the outline of the Trump-Pence regime version of official Christian fascist ideology. We can recognize the looming shadow of a situation where not just school children, but everyone in society will be required to pledge allegiance to a white Christian fascist America.
Is this not what 4 years has shown us is unfolding, step after killing step? Quote, open and aggressive dictatorship, trampling on and perverting the rule of law, relying on violence and terror on behalf of the predatory capitalist system as an extreme attempt to deal with the profound social division and acute crises both within the country and in the global arena, end quote. This is fascism. And to those fascism experts who say, where's the fascist organization that he's built up when he came into power? You have to look no further than the Christian fascist political movement that developed over decades and that is now at the core of the Trump-Pence fascist regime and in their base. What has already been accomplished in law, in local and state governments in the first 4 years in relation to women's basic right to control their own bodies in public, secular, education and terrorizing immigrant communities, including making them death traps for the coronavirus. Well, we could spend the entire show cataloging all the measures that have already been implemented and taken. But the point here is where this goes with the second term. Look at Prime Minister Modi in India, who upon winning his second term, practically overnight, put an entire state, Kashmir, under total lockdown and military law, and soon after stripped millions of Muslims of their citizenship. Go to revcom.us and read the important article titled, What Happens When a Fascist Leader is Reelected? A flashing red warning sign from India. Miles Taylor, who was head of the Department of Homeland Security under Trump and then was fired, recently told that Trump said he had magical powers that lets him do whatever he wants. Taylor went on to say that there are people still serving in this administration who have told him, just wait until the second term. It will be no holds barred. It will be shock and awe. We'll do what we want, end quote. And then just in March, Attorney General William Barr revealed new emergency measures that would take away basic rights on their say-so, effectively allowing the government to imprison people indefinitely without any legal recourse. Too many of our youth don't know what's coming. They need to be reached. As much hell as they catch every day under this system, they need to know that fascism will be on a whole other level. This is a regime, a movement, and people who glorify the Confederacy, who have been seething in anger about the Black Lives Matter protests. And should the Trump-Pence fascist regime succeed in staying in power, they will exact a tremendous vengeance against the people. In his statement, BA says that the stakes include this.
If this regime is able to further consolidate its power and make further leaps in implementing its horrific objectives, this will result in a devastating setback for any attempt to resist injustice and oppression, and will very likely lead to the brutal repression and even annihilation of defenders of democratic rights and proponents of any meaningful progressive reforms, as well as any organized forces fighting for fundamental revolutionary change.
With all the damage done to the rule of law, to the truth, to science, and most of all to the lives of people here and around the world, with all that the regime, Trump, Pence, and Barr have said they are going to do and have already begun, including subverting the current election, this reality and history has taught us that it can become too late to stop fascism. With all of this, does it make any sense to simply rely on voting in the election to remove the regime by itself? To be clear, because of the extraordinary danger of fascism, if there even is an election, people should vote against Trump and for the Biden-Harris ticket to contribute to what needs to be a decisive defeat for Trump. Babavakian says in his statement, doing so will create far better conditions for, quote, continuing to wage the struggle against everything represented by the Trump-Pence regime and all the oppression and injustices of this system, and it would be a great gift to the people of the world, end quote. But most fundamentally, BA says, quote, simply relying on voting to oust this regime will almost certainly lead to very bad, even disastrous results. We need to act starting now. Everyone watching or listening to this show needs to be a part of planning and building for the most powerful possible protests on September 5th to demand Trump Pence out now. In the weeks to come, I and the other hosts of this show will be contributing to the wrangling that must go on to develop very quickly the vision, the unity, the strategy, and the organizational capacity to do what humanity requires of us to do very urgently at this crossroads. We want to close with these words from Babavakian.
With the full awareness of what is represented by this fascist regime and what it means that Trump is not only seeking to suppress the votes of people who will vote against him, but is also preparing to utilize forceful, violent repression to remain in office if he is not declared the winner in the election. It is of critical and urgent importance to build now truly massive and sustained mobilization around the unifying demand that this regime must be out now, with an orientation of being prepared to continue this even past the election, if the situation requires it.
Trump Pence out now. We're going to take a musical break and be right back, so stay tuned. That was The Clash with Clampdown. Now we'll hear Sansara Taylor speaking at a September 5th protest in Los Angeles.
What's up, sisters and brothers? How you feeling today? I want to give you a shout out for being out here, along with people in 20 other cities across this country. For 3.5 years, that demented bully in the White House has lied, jeered, broken the law, torn families apart, built concentration camps and packed them full of human beings, pardoned and lionized craven war criminals, brandished nuclear weapons, declared himself above the law, demeaned women, denied science, fueled the mass deaths of COVID, threatened the media, and cheered for white supremacists and vigilante murderers. All this will get far worse if this fascist regime is allowed a second term. Just listen to the words of Miles Taylor, the former head of the Department of Homeland Security who served under Trump. He said, "There are people serving very close to the president that have told me verbatim we should expect, quote, shock and awe if the president wins a second term. You will see a flurry of executive orders." Taylor was speaking about Trump's foreign policy, but the same could be said across the board. Listen to what Trump said he wanted to do to immigrants at the border. What Miles Taylor heard him say, but what Trump was prevented from doing by people who he has now kicked out of his administration and publicly attacked. I quote, "Trump would be dreaming up sickening medieval plots to pierce the flesh of immigrants, to rip all families apart, to maim and gas them. This was a man who had no humanity whatsoever." This is not my words, this is the former Republican Department of Homeland Security. And he went on. He, Donald Trump, says we gotta do this, 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 and this. All of which is probably illegal, impossible, and unethical. And then Trump looks over at me and goes, "Are you f-ing taking notes?" These are the rantings of a genocidal racist who will be unleashed if by hook or by crook he gets a second term. More times than we can count, Donald Trump has shocked the conscience of the world. More times than we can count, the experts and pundits have said, "He can't do that." And then Trump goes ahead and does it anyhow. Legal experts have looked at the nearly 500 judges that Donald Trump has packed onto the federal court and warned that we are hurtling towards theocracy. Mike Pence's Bible taken literally. They want to force all women to have children against their will. Did you know that in Mike Pence's Indiana, they threw a woman in prison for 30 years for daring to induce her own abortion? Or maybe just having a miscarriage? Did you know that the lunatic Nazi who Donald Trump put in charge of immigrant teenage girls in detention centers keeps a calendar of their menstruation cycles on his desk? And he flies to their cells and counsels them if they say they want to have an abortion, even if they were raped? Do you think they won't do this to all women everywhere? And do you think it's acceptable that they're doing it now to teenage immigrant detainees? And listen well, there is nothing funny about Donald Trump's so-called joke when he said Mike Pence wants to hang all the gay people. That is where things are headed. And don't tell yourself it cannot happen here. Look at who these Nazi lunatics they put up at their RNC convention. People who want to punish women for abortion, who want to take away birth control. They even put a woman center stage who has said that women should give up their vote to their husbands. They're telling you and they're telling the world where this is headed. And all this as Donald Trump strips environmental protections accelerates the fires of climate change that are already fueling floods in Bangladesh, fueling droughts in Africa, driving millions from their homes, many to go drown in oceans and seas. We are gathered here today in 106-degree weather, record heat, as wildfires rage across the state, and Donald Trump has repeatedly threatened to withhold aid because most Californians did not support him. This is a fascist, demented lunatic who is putting all of human civilization in the crosshairs. Fascism is not just the worst of Republican policies. Fascism is a qualitative change in the form of rule. It's the obliteration of what have been the norms, the evisceration of the democratic rights we've been told we have, to stand up and oppose them in the streets through protest or even from within the halls of power. Fascism is a form of rule that relies on open terror and violence from the state and from the mob against everyone that they deem an enemy, undesirable, or danger to society. And let's be very clear, sisters and brothers, this is not standing still. We are gathered at a moment when Donald Trump has unleashed and defended the vigilante killer who stole the lives of two heroic protesters in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Anthony Hubbard and JoJo Rosenbaum, who were standing up for Black lives. We are gathered at a time when MAGA fascists rode through Portland on the back of pickup trucks, spraying protesters with paint guns and other weapons like the American Taliban they are. We are gathered as Bill Barr, the highest law enforcement agent in the country, is restructuring the state to brand protesters terrorists and lock them away for life. We are gathered just days after Donald Trump went in and did a photo op and a meeting with a sheriff in Wisconsin who publicly advocated taking a whole generation of Black youth, locking them in warehouses, depriving them of the right to have children, and leaving them there until the whole generation had died off. And then he said we could turn those warehouses into shopping malls. Donald Trump posed with him after this tape came out. This is cold, straight up genocide they are talking about. This is genocide, and as Bob Avakian, the revolutionary leader, has said, and published in a new series that everybody should go read at revcom.us. Donald Trump is a genocidal racist. These fascists are fighting to lock all this and more into place through a second term, whether it takes stealing, sabotaging, or outright canceling the elections. Every day, new projections come out from well-informed ruling class figures about the danger of Trump declaring himself the winner, even if it means spewing an avalanche of lies, breaking the law, and unleashing violence and bloodshed in the streets. Many are now saying, well, if he does that, then we should take to the streets and do like they've done in Hong Kong and Belarus. Well, they have a point, but we cannot wait for him to do that. We cannot passively wait for things to get worse. Think about it. That would be like if the LA Lakers sat their best players down on the bench for the first three quarters and let the other team rack up a great lead and then said, well, if we really fall behind, we'll put LeBron James on the court. Well, these fascists have racked up a lead. They are in the streets. We can't wait to get out on the court ourselves. We have to go out in the streets now and every day going forward and steal the initiative back from them. This is why RefuseFascism.org is launching, starting today, starting with all of us here, starting with everybody in the 24 other cities that are gathered today. We are launching 60 Days of Struggle. All September, We must spread this message, Trump, Pence out now, and the plan to drive this regime out through mass, sustained, nonviolent protest. We, all of us here, whether you've been at this for a while or you're just meeting us today, have to work together, beginning right after this protest, on how to build up our numbers, how to spread this movement to every corner of society, how to strengthen our cohesion and our ability to resist. By October, we need people in the streets every day raising the demand, Trump, Pence, out now. In numbers that grow, again, nonviolently, but determinedly, refusing to let these fascists provoke us or back us off with all they'll throw at us, coming back with more and more people, different walks of life, standing up together, all raising the demand, Trump, Pence, out now. We need to unite everybody who can be united. People who don't all agree, but don't want a fascist America. From never-Trumper Republicans to mainstream Democrats to burners and anarchists to revolutionary communists and followers of Bob Avakian like myself. We need healthcare workers. We need celebrities. We need musicians and artists. We need the youth. We need everybody who is hit the hardest by these fascist terror. And we need to stand up together and have each other's backs. In fighting for this, it is not just us, those of us in the streets today, up against them, the fascists with all their terror and violence. It is all of us together acting and carrying the aspirations, the hopes, and the interests of billions of people on this planet. It is us acting together as a collective force, going out to rally the millions in this country who do not want to be accomplices to genocide and fascism, but need to be woken up and moved fast. It is us pushing on the cracks and the deep divisions that exist all throughout every institution in this society, in the military, in the courts, in the halls of power, in the structures of finance and international policy, pushing on these cracks through our actions to move those sections of people in the power structures themselves, who they are not themselves fascists, to move to remove this regime, to change their calculus because of what we do from below in the streets. Sisters and brothers, this is possible. It is possible to remove a hated regime. People have done it all over the world. In the last few months, we have seen people in the streets make what seemed impossible yesterday reality the next day. We can do this. We can do this. Let me close with this, sisters and brothers. There is beauty. There is beauty. There is power. And there is meaning in standing up together to stop this fascist America. Not only there's beauty and power in stopping this catastrophe for humanity, but there is beauty and power and meaning in becoming the kind of people who stand up for each other, who look out for each other, who put humanity first, not ourselves or America first. There is beauty in our diversity. There is beauty in our courage. There is beauty in our helping each other. If we here today promise and pledge together that we will go forward from here, we will change our lives to change what others are doing, we will overcome our own fear and uncertainty to help others overcome theirs. If we make this our mission together for the next 60 days, we can awaken and arouse a force that can bring a great gift to humanity. We can drive out a fascist America. So I ask you, sisters and brothers, to put your fist in the air with me, to make this pledge together, right here, right now, today, that we will go forward and we will wage this fight. We will not take no for an answer from our neighbors, our friends, our loved ones, our communities, and people across this country. We will wake them up. Say it with me. In the name of humanity.
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 We refuse to accept.
We refuse to accept.
A fascist America.
A fascist America.
It's on us.
It's on us.
Trump, Pence out now.
That was Sansara Taylor, a writer for RevCom.us and founding member of Refuse Fascism, speaking at a September 5th protest in Los Angeles. That was Outer National with Todos Somos Ilegales. Now we're going to hear What If Trump Refuses to Leave Office. This is from a video on the YouTube channel, The RevComs.
The 2020 presidential elections will not be normal elections. In fact, they will be like none other in recent times. They will be a focal point in the struggle over whether the U.S. is going to become a fascist country. And what people do in this complex situation will matter greatly.
There is a tradition in this country, in fact, one of the prides of this country, is the peaceful transition of power, and that no matter how hard fought a campaign is, that at the end of the campaign, that the loser concedes to the winner, not saying that you're necessarily going to be the loser or the winner, but that the loser concedes to the winner and that the country comes together in part for the good of the country. Are you saying you're not prepared now to commit to that principle?
What I'm saying is that I will tell you at the time. I'll keep you in suspense.
Well, okay? Chris.
Can you give a direct answer? You will accept the election?
I have to see. Look, I have to see. No, I'm not going to just say yes. I'm not going to say no, and I didn't last time either.
Since June of this year, groups of politicians, academics, and military officials have been quietly meeting to run simulations and game out scenarios. What if President Trump refuses to concede a loss, as he publicly hinted he might do? How far could he go to preserve his power? Diverse voices in the U.S. are expressing concern that the Trump-Pence regime has no intention of leaving office, regardless of the results of the election. And these fears are justified. Not only has Trump repeatedly tweeted in opposition to the whole idea of using mail-in ballots, he has also floated the idea of postponing the elections altogether. Trump and the Republicans are doing everything they can to cheat and steal the election, suppressing voters who are likely to vote against Trump, and at the same time delegitimizing the election beforehand, claiming in advance that the process is rigged. Then, if they lose, they can try to hold on to power while contesting or denying the results.
Make sure, because the only way we're going to lose this election is if the election is rigged. Remember that. It's the only way we're going to lose this election. So we have to be very careful.
All of this is geared toward laying the groundwork for Trump to insist that no matter what the actual vote count is in the election, even if he loses, that he will have the right to call foul and refuse to leave office. In the meantime, his followers are being rallied and prepared to do whatever Trump sees as necessary to stay in power. This has alarmed people everywhere. A group of 67 former government officials and other high-level ruling class figures, academic experts and journalists, came together and carried out simulations, sometimes called war games, held by an organization called Transition Integrity Project. Look at what they said in the report. President Trump is likely to contest the result by both legal and extra-legal means in an attempt to hold on to power. Recent events, including the president's own unwillingness to commit to abiding by the results of the election, the attorney general's embrace of the president's groundless electoral fraud claims, and the unprecedented deployment of federal agents to put down left-wing protests, underscores the extreme lengths to which President Trump may be willing to go in order to stay in office. This very serious reality has led to a range of people thinking about and envisioning what might happen if Trump refuses to leave. Democrats and anti-Trump Republicans have expressed great concern for undermining the foundational norms of American democracy, like the peaceful transition of power that gives legitimacy to their whole system. There is even speculation about the response that the U.S. military would take. Would they remove Trump from office if he loses and refuses to leave? Even if the generals moved to do this, would the rest of the military go with them or with Trump? And what if Trump calls out his base?
If Trump calls his base to the streets with their guns, his base owns something like 60 to 70% of the 300, 400 million guns in America. If they answer that call and come to the streets with guns, then we probably are going to have a need for the military. And then all bets are off as to how much blood might flow.
Think about it. These are the conclusions of high-level experts, Republicans and Democrats, military and civilians. These people have done a lot of work. They are warning of the dangers they see on the horizon. They've tried to develop solutions and strategies to, in their words, save democracy. But they are trying to resolve this on the terms of their system, fighting for the stability of the system, not the interests of the people. There are others, progressives active in movements of opposition, who, while mainly relying on the institutions of this system, also argue it will be strengthened by people acting in the streets. But here's the thing. Even the best are saying we should do something if and when Trump refuses to leave office. This is as dangerous as it is foolish. What these reports are highlighting tells us that we cannot wait until November to take to the streets in our millions. Trump is not waiting. He is preparing, and his troops are getting organized and battle ready. Look at the paramilitary forces that were formed and sent to cities like Portland and Seattle under the direction of Trump to brutally crush dissent. Look at the MAGA fascists who have been holding armed rallies around the country and attacking Black Lives Matter protesters. They are gaining strength and initiative and intimidating the people who oppose this fascism, especially in a highly contested election, could contribute to Trump actually winning the election, quote-unquote, legitimately. Instead of waiting until after the elections to act, think about the difference it would make if from now through September and October, more and more people from all walks of life and different political persuasions are on a mission to spread the word and organize so that masses of people are repeatedly taking to the streets and staying there, in the way millions did in response to the racist police murder of George Floyd, raising the unifying demand and objective, Trump Pence out now. This is the mission of the organization RefuseFascism.org, which has called for 60 days of nationwide mass protest and struggle beginning on September 5th. In the beautiful rising sparked by the murder of George Floyd, we see what is possible when a determined people come into the streets over and over and over around a just cause. The actions of millions of people forced all of society to confront institutionalized racism and murder by police. The people tore down statues to white supremacy. This terrified Trump to the point of hiding in a bunker. Even the head of the U.S. military had to apologize to the people in opposition to his boss and commander-in-chief, Pig Trump. If masses of people are already in the streets over the 60 days running up to the election, and then the regime attempts to discount, challenge, or dismiss the results, we would be a people organized and mobilized to act in defiance that this not go down. And if we launch this struggle and increasingly tap into and mobilize the deeply held desire of millions to see the ouster of the fascist Trump-Pence regime, no one can say how far this can go or how fast. The future depends on you being on a mission now to move heaven and earth to arouse and organize people to take to the streets and prepare to stay in the streets to demand the Trump-Pence fascist regime must go now.
That was What If Trump Refuses to Leave Office from a video on the YouTube channel The RevComs. We have some time left and I want to play a poem, Hit the Streets, September 5, from a supporter of Refuse Fascism, read by Refuse Fascism editorial board member Coco Das.
Hit the Streets, September 5. A battle for the future is now underway as rule of the fascists unfolds every day. It's time to mobilize and challenge their power. It's crucial, it's urgent, it's the need of the hour. Let's heed the call of September 5 and declare to the world that we are alive. In massive protests with a unified demand, hit the streets everywhere all across this land. Sustained, nonviolent, determined to stay, with daring and courage, protest every day. With power of the people, keep the pressure on and do not back down till the fascists are gone. Trump Pence out now, we just cannot wait. Two futures are facing us, the hour is so late. It's really up to us, which future do we choose? And the stakes are so high, we can't afford to lose.
That was Hit the Streets, September 5, and that brings us to the end of yet another show. I want to thank my assistant producer, Henry Carson, my production assistant, Jeff Pryor, and each and every one of you for tuning in.
Cats like me and you have got laws, but they adhere to laws outside the laws and say down.